Welcome to Booktopia on Page to Scream, the TV edition. I am Bronwyn.
I'm Tanea.
I'm Sarah.
And we are here with special guest Ben Podgy, author of Era Australis and Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good.
We're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired.
We're here. Really, we're not going to be tired after this because we're going to talk about books that have been turned into TV shows and why we love or hate them.
So that'll wake you up. Energized and invigorated.
Because all the rage.
But we're not going to talk about TV shows that have been turned into books, right?
Because are there any?
I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah. I used to have this great book of the Bill.
Really?
You know, it was like an anniversary thing, the 10-year anniversary of the Bill, and they put out a book to celebrate it. You know, but there was, info on the characters and the history and then bits about the actors. And it's something that doesn't happen now, but there used to be sort of books of TV shows. There used to be a series of novels based on Neighbours.
Oh my God.
Novelizations of Neighbours.
Why do I not know about this?
I need to see one. If anyone out there has one, please take a photo of it and put it on Instagram.
And it was really fantastic because the covers had the whole cast of Neighbours just smiling out.
They do have never actually smile.
No, I only had one, but there was a series.
They do it a lot with teenager shows as well. Like things like Lizzie McGuire,
Saddle
always
Club.
Had, yeah, like they always get
turned. So it really does go both ways.
Yeah. But there's two kinds. There's that novelization thing, and then there's the thing more like The Bill, where it's like a collectible book about the show with it's like before there were DVD extras. You'd put all the extras into a book and put them out.
You look mind blown.
I am a bit mind blown.
You're going to go on a Google little rampage, aren't you?
Definitely for the Neighbours one.
Yeah. Must buy one. Well, why don't we talk about one that we love, something that we've read or...
and then favourite book to TV show.
Yeah.
Why are you all looking at me?
Today I guess I go first.
I think my favourite... I wouldn't really say that, I like the adaptation because I feel like they went very different from the book to the TV show, but I like the TV show better, and it's Gossip Girl. It's one of my favourite shows of all time. The first season's kind of true, and then, after that, no, they kind of diverge. And I've actually read all of the Gossip Girl books, which seems
How
to surprise.
Many are
there? How many books are there?
I think there's 12, then there was a spin-off series, and then there was another spin-off series.
Have you read the spin-off series?
I've read most of them, and I own them, I just never finished them.
Did the TV series cover all the books before moving on?
No, the TV show just took on its own life. There's characters that don't
exist.
So it didn't
get to the end of the book's narrative before it
The books
took off
are, like, seriously,
direction.
Their own little thing. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say it's the truest adaptation,
it's
apart from,
favorite.
The characters, but, it's a TV show I really enjoy.
And show
it
trumps
is,
books in
yes,
this case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I enjoy it a lot, so.
All right, that's a good favourite.
It's a weird one.
Mine is a bit of a weird
I didn't know. I forgot that Gossip Girl even was a book.
I didn't know at all.
Yeah.
So
most people have not read it. So that's why I'm saying it's a weird one. So,
Well, mine's going to be Game of Thrones, which seems like an obvious pick.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I like it, and I think it's a controversial thing to say, and it's hard to judge because we haven't had a new book for so long, but I think I like it better than the books because it is giving me more story now, whereas the books are not. And so almost for that reason, I love it more than the books.
As someone who has only watched it a little bit and not read the books, I've been told that the books are weirdly descriptive of food, so you know.
And I mean, generally
it put me off, but...
Books are usually more immersive in the experience, but how deeply do you want to be immersed?
It depends.
For me, they are. I wouldn't say across the board always.
I think they're both all movies, TV shows and books. I can get sucked into all of them quite easily, just in different ways, you know. Because with the movies and it's visual, you get the music.
I find movies and TV shows to be quite a passive experience.
Really?
And I guess when I'm reading, I've got more control to imagine things in a certain way.
That's certainly true that when you are watching Game of Thrones, you can't picture Jaime Lannister as looking anything but like Jaime Lannister in the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to read it, having not watched the show, obviously you get a picture of your own in your head.
Yeah.
And that goes for everything. So you are active in that way. You're constructing the world from the blueprint of the book.
And you can censor the violence in a little bit of a way. When I read about someone getting their throat slit, I guess I don't see it in as much
in the detail.
Details.
I don't want to see the bone exposed.
Continue yeah. in your belief that throat slitting is not a nasty business.
Yeah, it's just gentle.
It's not messy. No, there's yeah. no blood. There's no spurting blood.
Time to face up to reality, Sarah.
Well, the show's better in that regard. You cannot escape the violence.
You cannot.
No. But mostly, I mean, if we had all the books, I would probably feel loyal to them. But my loyalty is gone because the show is continuing
it's feeding the story. Your obsession.
It's giving me all the things that I've wanted for so long.
Because
having read the books back in, like, mid-noughties. Yeah, the books are not my friend anymore.
Oh.
Do you think that if and when the next book comes out, do you think it's going to follow what's happened in the show?
I don't know.
Is he just going to have made up a totally different direction?
If it's totally different, I'll read it. But if it's the same, I don't know if I will now.
What
and yet, you would watch a TV show with the same story yes. as a book you've read. But you're reluctant to read a book with the same story as a TV show you've already seen.
And it's because I have which says something, but I don't betrayal know against the book series for not moving on. Fast enough for me.
Well, see, I know this is a movie, and we discussed it in the last one, but I saw Divergent before I read it, and it convinced me, like, the movie convinced me to read them. And there was so much different about it, and I really enjoyed the book as well. So I kind of got a different experience. Like, there was aspects in the book that went, oh, that's like the movie.
That is a movie,
Bronwyn. And I also feel like Game of Thrones, they're pretty massive.
I watched
massive.
The trailer for Divergent. And it convinced me to
not watch or read it.
You made it.
Or watch anything with Shailene Woodley.
I loved the first one, and then it kind of goes downhill from there, in my opinion.
In everyone's opinion.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Anyway.
What's yours? What's your adaptation?
You know what? It's this thing. I mean, Game of Thrones, I think, you said it was the obvious choice, and it's the obvious choice because it is so good. It's probably the best show based on a book that has been. But I haven't read the books.
No, neither.
So
you don't need to.
No, I don't think I need to. But I almost feel dishonest saying, "Oh, my favourite book show combination." I can't talk about it as in tandem with each other. Mm-hmm. So what I would name is a wonderful series that I love and of books and shows, which is. Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
That's a great one.
Which is probably the best children's book series I've ever read. And I started reading them as an adult. I don't even know if I should call them children's books because they're that good.
children's books
they're
can
just
be good.
Brilliant and weird and funny. And the show captures that pretty much perfectly.
I haven't watched the show yet, but I have read the book.
I've watched two episodes of the show, and I had only read the first four books, so I stopped and just went and read all the books.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can
so I can watch the show, but I didn't actually really like the books that much, but I feel like I will like the show more, so I'm curious to see if that will be my opinion once I go back and watch all the episodes. Mm.
I gotta be honest, I'm one of these people that never been a huge fan of Lemony Snicket.
Oh,
I'd rather watch something else. Or read something else.
Well then, what's your favourite?
Again, I have the same issue as Ben. Like, a lot of things that I've watched that were books, I actually haven't read books like Game of Thrones and things like that. But one I have is, and of course it is my favourite, Outlander.
Oh, Outlander, there's a conversation. Yeah.
Because that is, I know Game of Thrones is up there, but I think Outlander is also up there. And having read I've read the first book and seen the first season. I found the second book really hard to read, so I actually skipped it, but I'm going to endeavour to read the third book before the third season comes out. And it's fantastic. There's lots of different things, but they really stayed true to it. And I think it's because they made it into a very long, detailed show rather than a movie, which would have destroyed it.
This is the thing about books to TV shows, is that they're more common now than they have been before. And for a long time, the standard thing you did with a best-selling book was you turn it into a movie rather than a TV show, which was never logical because novels are always longer than screenplays, usually much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So making a movie of a novel always involved cutting a lot out.
Mm.
You know, even the Lord of the Rings series with 3 hours and the last one was 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
they were still cutting heaps out of the books.
Yeah.
So you, imagine in a way, it makes so much more sense to make a TV show out of a book than to make a movie out of a book. But it wasn't as accepted now.
Well,
mind you, a lot of the books that are being made into TV shows, there's a lot of fantasy and sci-fi and stuff, which, you know, 30 years ago, TV shows didn't have the budgets to make epics.
So. And TV shows were restricted. They had to be episodic. They aired once a week. It's different now.
Exactly. You had
Netflix
no binging.
We have been watching now.
I kind of feel like I would prefer my favourite books to be turned into TV shows over movies, simply because there's more detail. But then at the same time, I feel like with TV, there's sometimes more changes. Like, I feel like it's much easier for a TV show to completely divert in the opposite direction than a movie. I feel like movies, yes, but like TV shows can sometimes get like my love of Gossip Girl. Like, they're completely different, and
but
there's
you
so
like
many
the
things
show more.
I do. But there's so many things that I think go differently, and I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, if it's a real favorite of mine, book wise, I'm scared. I don't want them to. I want it to be the exact same. Like, all the details of the book come to life in a TV.
But then
that's the
more likely than in a movie, because in a movie it's going to be cut.
Yeah.
Way down.
There's going to be something missing. So if you love everything in the book, there's going to be something you love that's not there.
Sometimes they still change it heaps.
Well, as a fan of, I know you are a fan of Cassandra Clare, do you watch the Shadowhunters TV show?
So I've watched all the first season, and I've watched, I think, the first 6 episodes of season 2, because I watched them with my friends, and we like to binge watch them and like be able to say all our commentary there, and we just haven't had time to do that. So I'm very behind in this current season. I think they're like up to almost the end of season 2.
Does it hold up to the books?
Okay, well, I know season 2 is completely different from the books. I know that. I haven't been watching it, but I know that there's a lot of people who are like, what are they doing? Like, it doesn't really match up. But character-wise, I feel like the casting was better than the movie that they did have, because that happened.
So which one's this?
This is
City
of Bones.
It's on Netflix.
Was the Mortal Instruments. Yeah, the show was called Shadowhunters, though. So
I've
it got a second
of the
chance.
Instruments.
It got a second chance. It was first a movie. The movie flopped, and then it got
so
brought back as
it,
a TV show.
We had a
yes.
movie of that.
Oh, hang on. This is Philip Pullman.
No.
No?
Cassandra Clare.
No,
Cassandra
so Clare. It's like a
I'm getting mixed up Mortal
yeah,
Instruments
like
with Dark
they
Materials.
I wish
demons
they would
do
a TV show and that.
They should. Yeah. I think
that
almost inevitable. Because that movie flopped too.
Yeah, and
well,
the Lemony
maybe
Snicket
happen,
movie
then.
Didn't go too well.
You know the Lemony Snicket movie?
Next big
the
TV
Lemony
series.
Snicket movie, in its style and its tone, is quite similar to a TV show and quite good. But have you seen it?
Yeah.
The one with Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
The one with Jim Carrey. And he was a good choice. The ending, I have not read about what happened, but just watching it, I know what happened with that movie. They made it. It was towards the end of production. The studio got scared and said, this isn't going to work. We're not going to make any sequels. You can't have this open-ended like it should be. Obviously,
so
it should be
it.
A series because it's a series of books. And said, so wrap it up quickly. Shoot an ending so that everything wraps up nicely. And so you get this really awful, horribly abrupt ending.
I can't even remember how it ended.
It ends with, instead of, you know, every Lemony Snicket book ends with the kids do escape their trouble, but the bad guys get away in some way because of the stupidity of adults, basically, which is the whole message of the series. The movie is quite faithful to the first 2-3 books, but then pulls off a weird thing where it says, and then all of a sudden, I think it literally happens. The voiceover of Lemony Snicket comes in and says, "Oh, and then they figured out the evil plot, and Count Olaf was caught and punished."
The end. Wow, they really weren't interested in doing sequels.
I think I just blocked that out.
And it's like everything in the movie suggested that okay, we've done the first 3 books, and after this, we're going to make another one for the next 3 books. But they got cold feet. They thought, "Oh, we don't know about this. This is too weird." And ironically, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy because they mucked up the ending, so people didn't like the movie, and so they couldn't make the sequel.
But now we get a TV show.
Which is very, very good in doing it properly, I think.
I haven't seen it yet, but I look forward to seeing it. I think Neil Patrick Harris is a great choice.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And I think he was like the he was one of the driving forces behind getting it made.
Oh,
so he's very invested
in it. Even more. What about, has anyone watched or read The Handmaid's Tale?
No, to both.
I want to read it and then watch it ASAP, yeah.
Because what I think is interesting about that book to TV experience is that I have not finished watching the TV show, but I have heard that it ends about where the book ends and there's going to be a season two, which means this
that's always the trouble
risky
with adaptations. Where do you go when the book finishes?
The same 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
But they kind of set that up.
What's the second season going
to
be?
So they kind of set it up.
Is someone else going to kill themselves?
They kind of set it up in the show to make out that there's going to be a school shooting.
Another tape, by
the way. That's the theory. That's the fan theory.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I haven't seen it. I do what I do with all things that I'm interested in, but not enough to watch. I read the Wikipedia.
Yes.
So I read and I read the last one and said, there's some student with and an unseen person takes a gun. And it's like, oh, okay. So next season we 13 Reasons Why I Shot Everyone.
I don't know. They've kind of tried to set up that that's what, like, that's the fan theory, that's what's going to happen. So that's
going to have to be so careful.
I'm quite sad because I love Catherine Langford, who plays the lead in 13 Reasons Why, who, spoiler alert, kills herself. So I'm quite, well, it's what the show's about.
Yeah, spoiler alert, she kills herself. Okay.
So you'll know what I'm
saying. Spoiler alert, in Game of Thrones, there are kings.
There are thrones.
And there are people fighting for it.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert, in a series of unfortunate events, some things are unpleasant that happen.
In a series.
So like my point being is I'll be sad if she's not in the second season as much.
I think she's going to be in it.
As
well,
a ghost?
I know she's... Yeah, but I'm like, I don't understand. Unless they're just doing flashbacks and more flashbacks.
Well,
I
mean, she was dead at the start of the first series and she's still the leader. I mean, she was dead before it even started.
It was her story, whereas the second one...
No, but it's easy. The person who shoots up the school leaves a series of tapes saying...
It's her fault.
This is what Catherine told me that made me want to shoot up the school. Here is the story. Here's a flashback to me hearing this from Catherine.
That's what it's
telling me
about
the thing that now we flash back to when it happened to her when she heard from... I'd love it if it was just infinitely regressing flashbacks like the opening of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
With all the things going back.
There's a TV to book example. Look at all the Doctor Who books.
I would be more interested in watching 13 Reasons Why if it was a bloody revenge saga.
Where not she's a whining in, little...
Yeah, where she's just instructing the guy who finds the tapes... You have to take these people out.
That would be
and every or week, I'll come back every week, you. Every week he butchers another student, and like you know, if it was more like Dexter, which is another great show based on books.
Yes, it is.
Incidentally, both show and books towards the end got really stupid.
So Dexter. What's the ending of the books? Because I've never read.
Oh, it's not. I haven't. I only know them vaguely. I don't know if it ever comes to an end because the books are kind of more episodic, I think. But there is a book later in the series, like the fourth or fifth book in the series, where Dexter is literally possessed by a demon. Like it's not a metaphor. There is an actual supernatural entity in it, which is like God. I'm as bad as the TV show got. I'm glad it never actually got supernatural.
It sounds Lynchian.
But the last season of the TV show was one of the worst, apart from Roseanne, probably the worst last season of any TV show I've seen.
Roseanne is notoriously bad, isn't it? It's like, P.S. it was all a dream or something like that, right?
Literally.
Oh, you're kidding. I hate when they do that.
It was, first of all, the last season was stupid in itself for Roseanne. Roseanne is not based on a book, by the way, so I shouldn't be talking about it. But the last season of Roseanne is Roseanne wins the lottery and the whole season is her being rich and having wacky adventures. So it's a complete denial of the themes of the entire show.
Mm.
And then the last episode makes it even worse by saying, what actually happened was that at the start of this year, Dan died and I just fantasized this whole thing about winning the lottery.
Oh my God. That's
by the way,
that's
Becky
that's the last scene. The last scene is Roseanne in voiceover telling you what actually happened to the family that isn't her family in real life, but is the family in fiction that is based on her real life, but isn't the fictional family we've been watching.
But they're bringing it back and they're ignoring that episode. So they're making
well,
more
she's
Roseanne
probably
now.
Just going to do the episode again.
Did you
have no faith in Roseanne anymore.
This is a movie, but did you ever see that movie North?
With Bruce Willis in the bunny suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a book version of that?
I don't know.
There's a book called North and South. Which was made into a TV show.
Oh, that's one of my favourite TV show adaptations, actually. I should have mentioned that one. That was a great one.
Similar to Game of Thrones, really. North,
yeah,
is south.
It? Oh, okay. I was like,
hang on. Is North and South the Civil War one or the English one?
We are talking about different ones.
There's two, are there two different things called North and South?
There are.
Because one's in the American Civil War,
yeah,
and one's the English one, isn't it?
I'm talking about the English one.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was too, but I got
Yeah, so actually not much like Game of Thrones, that one.
Okay. Everything's a bit
it's
like
more
Game
to do with
Thrones.
Cotton mills and workers' unions, but...
Yeah, but cotton mills and
I mean, it's a bloodthirsty environment.
It's about the struggle for power. That's what
as
it
is. Game of Thrones.
As is
Game everything relates back
what
to
What isn't?
Friends.
What isn't?
No, everything relates back to
That's what the story
friends.
Is. Gossip Girl is about power.
That's true.
Status.
That's very true. That's
Outlander
so
is too.
There's definitely gossip in Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, gossip drives everything.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's Varys's currency.
That's very
Which
true.
Which one is Varys? Is he
the
bald one?
He's the eunuch.
Yeah,
yeah. Again, it's been a while since I finished at season 4 and I haven't caught up, so I'm very behind.
You have no
You're still in line, roughly in line with the books.
Oh, okay.
But again, the books are so dense, aren't they, that there's heaps of stuff that has had, even with 10 episodes a year, still got to streamline the books because it's too complex.
I think that's why I like
there's
so
many
so
characters
much.
They've taken out.
Like, as a reader of the books, I think I don't read that much dense, epic fantasy. It's not, I love fantasy, but I lean more towards, like, the non-epic stuff, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not high fantasy.
Not 400,000 word.
Yeah, yeah. I love magic. I love wizards. I love it all.
You love Charmed. That's what you're saying. Isn't
exactly.
You love Charmed.
Who doesn't love Charmed?
Yeah.
I don't love Charmed.
Oh, what?
I mean, I'm more of a Buffy girl, to be honest.
I am also more of a Buffy girl.
I'm a both.
I love Buffy.
It
has Spike in it.
I feel like everyone's
I'm so jealous.
There are books of Buffy.
Was that after it came out?
Oh,
after?
Yeah, totally. Oh. These are books based on the TV show.
What about comic books to TV shows? We've got a lot of those going on.
Oh, well, yeah.
I like those.
They're some of the best shows.
Like
around.
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist,
yeah,
not
Fist.
So much.
I was going to say, I didn't really enjoy it, but it's
Daredevil, just... Iron Fist is the weakest, probably. But Daredevil...
Jessica Jones.
Luke Cage.
I mean, it's a three-syllable name starting with J.
close enough.
And then, like, the whole DC one with The Flash and Arrow and Supergirl.
Oh, my God, Arrow.
Oh, yeah?
Arrow is my favourite of all.
They're
those.
All great TV shows, all based on comic books.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on my, like, to-watch pile, so to speak. But on Stan, there's a TV version of Preacher, which is one of my favourite graphic novels.
I've heard really good things about
it. Which I imagine could be amazing.
Okay.
Could be terrible.
Yes.
But if it's made by people with a real love, it's made by Seth Rogen's company.
Oh.
And if they have a real love for the material, I think it could be incredible.
Yeah, that's on my list too.
Mm.
What about American Gods? Did anyone watch that?
I haven't read or watched it yet, but I want to.
Oh, I
want
to talk about
that. You'll talk to yourself about it later in your own podcast.
Just
really
give it
good.
Points
yeah.
out of 10.
9.8 out of 10.
Wow, that's
good. For the book?
For the TV show adaptation.
What do you give the book?
Probably the same. Like, what I found interesting about the differences between the book and the TV show here is that you have a main character in Shadow Moon in the book where you're like in his head a lot, and he's quite a mysterious kind of dude, right? So he doesn't, you're in his head, so you know that he's reacting to things and you know how he feels about things, but he's sort of a cool customer, right?
Right.
With other people. But in the show, they really sort of change him. So he's a bit more visibly, like, reacting to this crazy stuff. Because I don't think it's a spoiler to say in the show American God, there are gods in America.
Shock. And they're Americans. How dare you spoil me?
They're in America, they're gods. And so he's, like, you know, seemingly this average Joe guy who lands in this world of old gods versus new gods. And he's pretty much like, what the F about it, which is kind of different from the Shadow Moon I remember from the book, but it worked really well. I like both versions though. I think one works much better as a TV show, and that we wouldn't sort of connect with the character as much in the TV show if he was just walking around not visibly reacting to anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus they really changed his wife in the TV show. In the book, she's dead.
Didn't she die? Yeah, I was going to say.
She's dead in both. Again, not a spoiler. You would know that really soon as you start watching.
It's like first chapter, she's dead.
Yeah. And in the book, she's just sort of this, like, she's present, but she sort of is a spirit guide kind of character who sort of pops up now and then to show the way and to, like,
Is he hallucinating?
No. It's hard to explain, and it would take ages, and I don't...
And we'll start, spoiler.
And we'll still be here 3 hours later. But in the show, they really changed her and made her a much more active participant in the story, and she is amazing in the show. Like, that is one difference between the books and the shows that I love, is the changes they made to her character. And I'll leave it there, but you should watch it and read it.
No, there's no point now.
We know everything, Sarah.
That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, no.
So is there one that you've hated, like, beyond? They ruined it.
I'm going to go, well, actually, no, because it wouldn't really ruin it. I was going to go with, like, another teen option, because that seems to be all I'm talking about. I was going to say Pretty Little Liars. I don't like the TV show
Pretty
that much.
Little Liars.
But the books are also not good. So, like, it's yeah.
I have to confess that I did fall deep into the Pretty Little Liars hole and binge-watched, like, 2 seasons of it.
Right.
But so I never read the book.
But I've never gone past, I think, the third season. I think that's why I gave up. And I thought when it was done, now that it's done, I was like, I'm going to watch it all. And I just think, I can't do it.
I did what you like to do, Bam, which is that I didn't want to continue watching the show, but I did Google what happens. And it's one of the funniest things to read. Like, I imagine it's quite dramatic and makes a certain sort of sense when you watch the show, but when you just read that show in...
I gave up in season one, so I don't know.
Well, the books aren't that amazing.
I follow it
so.
Via the ads.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, this
for
is what's
it.
Happening.
So I'm like, okay, so this is just every week these
amazing
girls are in some kind of wood looking shocked.
Because something crazy would have just
happened.
Thank
you for saving me 7 seasons.
Does anything happen in the daytime?
I like that there's a running joke that, like,
but I always
mothers...
forget which one's the Vampire Diaries and which one's Pretty Little Lies.
Oh, no. Vampire Diaries.
Well, they're both in woods. Vampire Diaries is a good one.
That's
actually.
Better, but
that's
I
better
did get
books.
Over it as well. It's like, how many people can be tended to vampires? Jeez.
The whole town. It's not good enough. The whole town isn't turned.
Why stop?
Yeah.
Like, the whole world. Everyone will be vampires.
It's not what I mean.
That's the logical
read
end
the
point.
Books of the vampire
I have.
And I hear they're very radically different.
They are. The one I gave up on, I have no idea. I blocked it from my memory because I was like, what am I reading? It was just too weird. And
you make me really want to read it.
Please don't. Like, seriously. Like, there are much better books I want you to read. And I want you to read it because it was bad.
Okay. So the TV show is better in this instance.
Way better. Especially, like, the first 2 seasons. Like, I love the first 2 seasons of Vampire Diaries. And that's when I kind of started being like, I've had enough.
I don't much care for Vampire Diaries, but I did get into, and I'm still into, the spin-off show.
The originals?
Yeah.
Isn't that up towards the last season? I swear
yes,
I saw it
is,
the last season.
It is.
Yeah.
Hope
it's
not.
Coming to an end, Sarah. Prepare yourself.
I'm so
it,
into
it.
It
is.
Because
it,
that
I'm
one's
sorry,
just like a straight-up war between werewolves and vampires and
I'm
witches.
I'm so over all that.
That's original.
It's, well, it's called the originals.
Couldn't we have a story, a book, a show, anything where, like, vampires and werewolves are friends?
Yeah, that it exists.
Or
that
where werewolves are the pets of vampires.
Or vampires are the pets
like
of werewolves.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a UK TV show, and then it got turned into a US TV show.
Misfits.
That's a good one, but I'm talking about the one where
Being
it's a vampire
human.
And... it, yeah, that one.
Being human.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't seen it. That would make sense then.
There's like a ghost and a vampire and a werewolf, like, and they are in a house share together.
I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't.
Shenanigans ensue.
I mean, yeah. I like that, but I kind of prefer when they're betraying each other and at each other's throats. Ego, originals.
I have a vampire novel. That I've been working on for a few years.
Really?
It could revolutionise the genre.
And become a TV show?
It does,
yes.
It could. It does have to be published first, obviously. Which is the sticking point. But we'll see.
Then we can have a podcast about that.
I mean, I just want to ask you a million questions about that right now, but...
I'll ask a different question then.
Off the air.
Need a podcast.
Are there any books you desperately want to be turned into a TV show?
Oh, that's a good question. We found one. What was it? The one that would
well,
be
there's
the...
mine. Well, I desperately yes, want my book.
Obviously, Ben Prodigy's vampire novel first, and then no, second,
the one, you can take the ones I've got.
Philip Pullman. Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, I would quite like to see that.
Maybe I actually can't believe it hasn't happened.
Mine is The Bone Season by Samantha Shannon. It's such a detailed world, and it's just really quirky and cool. I think it would do better as a TV show than a movie, even though I'd be terrified they would screw it up. So, like, please don't screw it up if anyone ever does it. But
I think I'd like that more as a TV show than I have as a book.
I think it would be good for it, because, like, it's kind of like a kind of slow-burning book. Like, it's going to be a 6-novel series, so it's, like, taking the time to get there.
And to be honest, the reason that I didn't love that book was I really struggled to imagine the world.
Yeah, I think it would be... Yeah, I can see where you... What you mean by
there's
that?
There's no
but
description of it that really.
But I still
it just
love
they
it.
Were all operating in a blank canvas to me. I couldn't because it's a weird amalgamation of like science fiction and fantasy and
psychics. Basically,
yeah.
It's very difficult to try and explain to someone like what is this book about because there's so much you've
so
got
give
to
me
explain
a TV show.
To set it up, and then by the time you do that, it's like I can't jot it down. So.
I'd like to see Catch 22.
Oh, that would be
a TV show. They made a movie of it, of course, which was did not succeed very much, mainly because it came out at the same time as MASH.
Which were books, wasn't it? They were books, weren't they?
I'm not sure if MASH was. I think MASH was MASH was a novel before it was a movie, before it was a TV show.
And then it became a fabulous show.
But MASH, the movie, came out and that sucked all the... You know, often it happens, two movies come out with similar themes and one...
Victoria.
Absorbs all the publicity, which is what Armageddon did to Deep Impact, for instance. So that's what MASH did to Catch 22. Just because I love Catch 22, the book, I would like to see someone have a go at really adapting it and doing it in that slow, unraveling way. And it's an episodic sort of book.
Mm.
It's this happens. I actually think it would suit quite well the format. You know, because the book almost unfolds, at least, you know, for the first half, with anecdotes about each different character.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it would be really good. They could weave that in.
I mean, I think it's almost like a thing where if you read a book that you really, really love, you almost always would like to see it.
Yeah.
See what can be done with it.
Done
yeah,
well.
I like that.
Yeah.
In front
There's
of
nothing that's untouchable in my mind. If I've loved it, then yes, give me a show, give me a movie, give me whatever
as
you
long
want.
As it's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just had a thought. It's a really random segue. I can't think of a book that I really want to have attended to a show, but we haven't discussed, fairy tale stories attended to TV shows. You know, like Once Upon a Time, Grimm, or things like that. That was just, I just sort of popped into my head just before.
Grimm surprised me by how good it was.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good show.
And same, like, I don't know if you've watched Once Upon a Time. It's very silly, but it's got all those different, you know, stories that started
it's not just
as
one,
books.
It's multiple.
It's multiple, and they're all changed as well. They're all warped,
and
it's all interweaved, and it's just kind of, you just sit there going, what's happening to these characters that I know so well? But
I've
always
just seen it as a big Disney...
But it's
like money-making juggernaut.
It is Disney, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's fantastic.
I've just seen it as one of those things that like everyone loves. And like, it's so amazing. And I'm just like, eventually. I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, I'm the same with
you. And then you'll get sucked in. Because trust me,
it hasn't happened yet.
Probably.
I'm a sucker for fairy tale stuff, and that show did not suck me in.
Really?
I was on board for a while, and I was like,
But I mean, there's a whole... there's a massive back catalogue of public domain material to be placed into production. Mm.
They could go forever.
They really could. And there's
and they probably will.
New books always being written and they're all potential. You know, they all have a potential for something.
What did you think of The Slap?
Yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Oh, we didn't...
seen it.
As well as that, we didn't also talk about Big Little Lies. That was a recent
one. Oh, God,
one.
Yeah.
That was good.
There's a recent... Which was, again, I haven't read the book.
Oh, yes. That's different from Pretty Little Lies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big Little Lies.
But similar name.
Yeah, but it's fantastic show.
The Slap reminded me of it because it's both this, like, domestic sort of...
Yes. Suburban drama kind of thing.
Domestic noir.
I didn't watch or read The Slap, okay. You know? It's not really
the show was quite good.
I thought the show was good.
It was quite. I thought it did some good thing. What it did was because each episode of The Slap was about a different character, So it focused on a different character. And I thought it did very well in subverting expectations, as in the episodes that weren't focused on them, the impression you got of the character would be turned upside down when you got to the episode about them.
Mm.
So you'd love a character from what you saw of them in brief glimpses, and then you went deeper into their world and it's like, oh no, they're an asshole. Or vice versa. You hated them. It's like, actually, this is my favourite character now.
I love that play on perception.
Yeah. I'd love to keep chatting, but we should probably stop here because we have to get back to signing books.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
true.
We've been talking for a very long time.
Have we?
Yeah, but it's been a great chat. And again, we could keep going forever and ever and ever, but we really should get back to the important thing of signing Ben's books. So...
are you signing them for him now?
Yes, I am. Apparently, no.
Who'd know the difference,
exactly.
Honestly?
Exactly.
For the record, I promise it's always the honest signature. We do not do that here.
I will post on Instagram my wrist x-rays proving the trauma that has been inflicted on my skeletal system.
But he's doing it all for his fans.
I'm doing it all for
so
my
it's
fans.
For the cause.
For my fans, money.
All for the fans, money. I like it.
Yeah. On that note, thank you, Tanea, Sarah, and Ben.
Thank you.
For joining
Thanks.
Us. And we'll see everyone again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. to chat about what's hot in the book world.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.